the final score here at the O'Donnell Park at Funny St. Union's, 8-11. Relton Amara Bundoran, 6 points. And when we hit the 16th minute of the tie, St. Union's had really put their stamp of authority on this tie as they led by 2 goals and 4 points to Bundoran's no score. Those goals in the opening half coming from Niall O'Donnell and Sean McGinnigan. By the time we hit the break on 31 minutes, we had back-to-back scores for Unions from Pat McGinnigan and Peter McAniff, and that left it a 3-6 to 3-point game. Russell, Clancy and Paul Brennan were the scorers of the points for Bundoran in that opening half. They went on to add a further 3 points in the second half. Cian McAniff, Gary Clancy and Jimmy Brennan. But really in that second half, St. Unions just cruised through it, so they did. Their third goal came early in the match, and their fourth goal came early in the second half. Keelan Ward, who got the opening point of the game, he got their goal on 4 minutes in, which made it 4-7. And then the last scores from the 23rd to the 35th minute, well, there was four more goals to come. Owen McGeehan, Conor O'Donnell grabbed two, and Niall O'Donnell got another goal as well. So in the end, it was an easy enough night. 8-11 to 6 points was the final score, and St. Unions are joining Kilcar, Niamh Connell and Gweedore in the draw for the semi-finals, which will be made shortly. Brian McIntyre has got himself another man of the match, sponsored by Allingham Arms Hotel in Bundoran. He was the man of the match against St. Michael's in round four. And Brian McIntyre is man of the match today again, and he's down at pitch side with Kieran O'Donnell for the Donegal GA streaming service. Kieran.
Thanks, Oisin. Brian, congratulations. We were here 2 weeks ago, and you got the man of the match, and you pick up the word again.
Yeah. Well, as John Harn said, that's nepotism at the highest order. Peter McIntyre picking man of the match, I'd say. So, there was plenty more boys there today that put in a better performance. But, listen, it's all about getting to the semi-final, getting to where we were last year, and just writing what we did wrong. Like, we didn't perform last year in the semi-final, and we have the chance again now. But we've done the same thing happened last year in the quarter-final. We beat Milford by... we beat them by a good bit, like, and we won today by a good bit as well, which accounts for nothing. Then Niamh Connell just went and probably outworked us in the semi-final, so we know what we have to do now.
The draw is taking place very shortly, so have you any preference?
No preference, just whoever we get, and we'll do. Gareth will have the stats and everything done, and we'll be looking at videos, and we'll be ready to go for next week. And there's a lot of hunger this year. There's men mad to go and mad for Dr. Maguire, and that's what it's all about, really.
How have you found the season? It's been a season with a difference, obviously, this year, Brian.
It has, yeah. I suppose everyone was disappointed. Like, it didn't look like there was going to be a season at all. And, you know, it's brilliant to have the football back. Like, the football is what we all live and breathe. Like, it's what everyone wants. And hopefully they allow crowds to the games now, because it's what keeps people going, really. Like, the football's seriously important in everyone's lives. Like, so it's just brilliant to have that competition and that bit of community spirit back. Like, so, no, it's great to have.
Thanks, Brian, and congratulations.
Okay, thanks to Kieran O'Donnell. Well done again to Brian McIntyre. Another man of the match performance, but there was a lot of great performances by that St. Union side. Listen, I know we can't take a wild lot out of this game, so we can't Brendan Kilcoyne, but we were all tipping the top four to be back in the last four, and that's the way it's panned out.
Yeah, and two of them came through without any pressure at all, at their ease. You're looking at St. Union's today, and Niamh Connell yesterday afternoon. We did get the other two, Kilcare and Gweedore, definitely got two bigger tests. And they're probably the better prepared teams as a result of them tests going into a semi-final. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to win the semi-final, actually, but it means they're going in on the back of a good test. They'll be able to recuperate this week and get themselves ready for the semi-finals. Okay. So it'll be interesting to see what the draw throws up, and we can take it from there.
Okay, thanks, Brendan, for your contribution tonight, of course, on air, and to those that were watching in on the streaming service as well. We're going to go back to the studio and take a short commercial break and maybe news at the top of the hour, and then join us then after the news, and we'll have details of the semi-final draws for the Junior Hurling Championship, the Intermediate Football, and, of course, the big one, the Senior Championship draws to come as well. Back to the studio.